Let's talk now to the unions and E2's Assistant National Secretary, Annie Newman. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of what the Finance Minister is saying there in terms of his reasons for this policy bonfire yesterday?
Well, I think that if we look at the social insurance argument, clearly they're saying that it's not been cancelled, and we're pleased about that because we think it's a critical policy. It wasn't due to be brought in, as was mentioned, for some time, and we are seeing the problems right now that that policy is designed to address.
Yeah, but do you buy this idea that it hasn't really been canned? I mean, this is just political sort of window dressing, isn't it? I mean, it has been put on the back burner and effectively put to bed in this term anyway.
Well, there's clearly a political argument because of the cost of living, but in fact we will be putting the government under pressure to make sure that that remains on the agenda and that that becomes part of the industrial landscape of the future.
How will you be doing that?
Well, we'll be campaigning on it for this election, and we'll be campaigning on it if Labor gets through into the next election, and we'll be campaigning to pressure National, who in fact was part of the conversation in the beginning, to make this something that ensured a just transition for workers between different jobs.
When you look at a government which has a outright majority, do you think that they're using it? I mean, they're putting these policies on the back burner to try and get elected again, but at what point do you say, well, look, this is my agenda, this is what I want to do, I have a majority, let's do this?
I think that they've been clear that they want to do it. I think that also they are clear that there's a cost of living crisis, and so, you know, the minimum wage increase was fundamental for that. So I think that there's an acknowledgement of the real world and some of the challenges that we're facing. I think that what we also have to do is, as civil society organisations, is put pressure on them to make sure that they do follow through and do the right thing.
Well, are they?
Well, they've said that they're going to come back to that policy. We're going to be making sure that they do.
Do you believe them?
Well, we have to believe what people say, just as we have to believe what the National Party and others say at face value. What we do is stick to our knitting and campaign on the outside to make sure that those things are part of the political programme.
But as Corin was discussing there with the Finance Minister, at the first sign of political trouble, they're throwing the bodies overboard.
Well, that's one argument, is for throwing bodies overboard. The other argument is that they're saying that that policy remains important to them. It's just not a reality right now. So we will be doing everything we can do to make sure that that becomes part of the political agenda in the future. Most of that work has already been done, so it's ready to go, even if it wasn't going to be implemented until 24, 25.
The minimum wage increase that we saw, up to $22.70 an hour, a $1.50 increase, or a 7% increase to match inflation, is that enough?
Look, our members, many of whom are on the living wage or a margin above the living wage, the minimum wage, are going to be incredibly grateful that they're getting an increase. And there's hundreds of thousands of New Zealanders in that position. But we know that in order to live a decent life, you need something much more akin to the living wage. So what we are arguing is that, yes, we need a cost of living increase, but in fact it should now be moving up far more towards the living wage.
Do you have sympathy for small business owners who are arguing that they won't be able to make this actually fly in terms of their business surviving? I mean, you'd need to be selling a lot of long blacks or flat whites in a cafe, wouldn't you, to be employing people on $22.70 an hour?
We've got people who are selling long blacks on a living wage. We've got hundreds of New Zealand businesses. About a third of them are small New Zealand businesses, and they're paying more than the minimum wage now. Even some of the fast food chains are starting to pay their workers up to $28 an hour because they can't get the staff unless they do. So I think that to cluster all small businesses together is a mistake. In fact, where there is a will to do this, many, many New Zealand businesses are stepping up to do it. All costs are increasing. And so if workers are going to survive, and if small businesses are going to have flourishing communities, then they also have to be paying their workers a decent wage.
Thanks for your time this morning. That's Annie Newman, who is the Assistant National Secretary of the E2 Union.